Sagt der Elgemisch der Weite, Masecht des Meister Sheni, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Lo Yoimer Adam Lechaveiro, a person should not say to a friend, Halas the Peris Ha'elu, Yerushalayim. Here, take up these Peris of Meister Sheni to Yerushalayim. What for? Lechalik. You'll get a chalik in the Peris. You know, we'll divide it over there. Stop. Here's the problem. One of the things, part of the mitzvah of Meister Sheni, is that you somehow get the Peris to Yerushalayim. The achrayus is on the owner of the payros. So basically what you're saying to this person is, you be my delivery boy, and I'll pay you for it. You'll get some of the payros. But you're supposed to do it yourself. Maybe you can hire someone from your own money. But what's happening over here is you're hiring someone from Meister Sheni money by saying you take some of the payros when you get there. Well, I need help getting the payros up there. What can I say? Or rather, Oimalei, the owner, should say to his friend, Halem, bring up the fruits, shenoichlim benishtem Yerushalayim, so we can eat them and drink them together in Yerushalayim. By saying it that way, you're not saying, bring it up and I'll give you a share. That'll be your payment for schlepping it. No, you're saying, come, bring it up, and you know, we're friends, and you'll join me for a suda. Aval but, says the Mishnah Vaita, noisnim zel zeh matnas chinam. Two people can give each other Meister Sheni as a matnas chinam, as a free gift. What does this mean? Remember what we learned in the very first mission of this Masechta? You can say to your friend, come on, join me for the Suda Friday night. Now, if you remember what we learned in the first Mishnah, you're not allowed to sell Meister Sheni, that's for sure. Can you give Meister Sheni as a gift? That's a machloikis. Some say a matana is like selling. You know, the Welt says there's no such a thing as a free lunch. There are no free gifts in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us free gifts. When someone says, here, I have something for you for free, trust me, you're going to pay a price for that. That means he wants something from you. So matan is also like a sale, according to some shitas. But to say to someone, come over to my house, I have my Sreshani food, and join me, that's not mamish called a gift. That you can do, and that's what the Mishnah means, according to the Batanura, the way the Batanura explained it. In Mishnah Aleph of this Masechta, Avol Noisnim, Zeh Lezeh, Peiros of Meister Sheni, as a Matnas Chinam, it means, come on over, let's have a Suda together. The Tosfos Yom Tov has a problem over here. Let's chaz over the Mishnah, and we'll see what the Tosfos Yom Tov's problem is. The Mishnah began by saying, you shouldn't say to your friend, take these Peiros up to Yerushalayim, these Meister Sheni Peiros, and, you know, to divide it over there, as if to say, you'll get a part of it. That means you're paying him Meister Sheni Peiros to schlep it for you. That you can't do. Rather, you can say to him, take them up, and, you know, we'll have a Suda together. So you just told me you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to say, we'll have a Suda together. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat it? Especially if the Mishnah taught me this halacha in the very first Mishnah of the Masechta. Therefore, explains the Tosfos Yom Tov very pashit. The words, Avol Noisnim, Zeh Lezeh Matnas Chinam, is not a new din, it's an explanation. You can't say to a friend, take it up, and we'll divide it. That's a gift. But you could say, take it up and we'll have a Suda together. Why? Why isn't that a gift? Because even though you're not allowed to give a gift, but the din is, you could invite someone over for a meal. That's what the Mishnah means to say.